Conclusion. Fables, fairy tales, and folk tales are all an important part of our storytelling history. Why do we enjoy them so much? They entertain us. They are fun to share. But there is more. The old stories always have a bit of truth in them. They express how we feel, what we are like, and what we want to be. They tell about our hopes, fears, and achievements. And they help us better understand the world. It takes a skillful storyteller to make sure that a story is both meaningful and fun to read. Aesop, the Brothers Grimm, and Virginia Hamilton were all experts at doing that. Their stories will not be forgotten, and neither will they. Caption: Fables, fairy tales, and folk tales can be enjoyed in many ways. You can read the tales in books, or listen to them being told by one of your own favorite storytellers. Glossary. Collections. Collections. Groups of stories gathered together in books. Page 6. Fable. Fable. Short story that teaches a lesson. Page 4. Fairy tale. Fairy tale. Story with magical events and characters, such as fairies, elves, and giants. Page 7. Folk tales. Folk tales. Stories that are part of the culture of a people, passed down from generation to generation. Page 11. Moral. Moral. Lesson about how to behave that is taught in a fable or other story. Page 6. Publish. Publish. Get books ready to be printed and printing them. Page 9. Index. Aesop. Pages 4 through 6. Folk tales. Pages 11 through 13. Andersen. Hans Christian. Page 9. Brer Rabbit. Page 11. Brothers Grimm. Pages 7 through 10. Fables. Pages 4 through 6. Fairy tales. Pages 7 through 10. Hamilton, Virginia. Pages 11 through 13. Morals. Page 6. Perrault, Charles. Page 9.